organization could get $150 to support it. Bring your idea to life. Visit proclamvif.ca and apply today.
Hi, this is Harry from Adult DVD. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Canada.
Hey, what's going on? You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. My name is Sam, and you're listening to Punk is Dead right now. It's 10 p.m. That means I'm going to be playing punk and hardcore and all sorts of good stuff for the next hour to put you to sleep. That first one was, everyone knows him, Iggy Pop, Lust for Life. Shout out Trainspotting. If you haven't seen Trainspotting, see it. It's great, and I hear it's coming back into theaters for the 30th anniversary of the movie. So hopefully it's coming to Canada. I've only seen stuff about it going into U.S. theaters. But I love that movie. See it if you haven't. It's about heroin, but it's very good. There's just some gross parts because it's about heroin. So there's some upsetting stuff in it, but very good movie. Definitely recommend. I am going to play a lot of hardcore today because that's what's coming out. I'm playing new stuff, and it seems there's not many just like punk bands left. Not that there's not punk bands left, but it seems most punk bands are like, they're hardcore bands. There's no like Rancids or any of those new bands, or like Isocracy, any of like the Gilman Street bands, like the poppier stuff. There's not much of it left, or if there is that stuff, it's far too poppy, and I just don't like that. So lots of hardcore today, and lots of Canadian stuff, lots of new stuff, as always. But this first band, they're called Yambag. They're from Cleveland, Ohio, so shout out Ohio. Never played a band from Ohio before, I don't think. And this is their EP called The Psycho. It came out April 3rd, 2026, a few days ago now. And yeah, this is the first song off of it. It's called Buried Alive. They're really cool because they're like classic hardcore, sort of. I know I've talked about before how so much hardcore, it's like the metal hardcore, where it's really the deep vocals, the chuggy guitars, but this is like classic hardcore, like Suicidal Tendencies, Minor Threat style. Who else? Youth of Today, sort of. I'm going to be playing Youth of Today later as well, so you'll get a sense of what I'm talking about. But yeah, this is my favorite kind of hardcore. This is Buried Alive by Yambag. Here you go.
Fucking ciggy bops up there now. You got a ciggy bop brain. That's what they're gonna call you, mate. They're gonna call you ciggy bop brain.
I know.
Last one there was a Maryland band called Buffed with their song Manchild, maybe a Sabrina Carpenter reference, or maybe Sabrina Carpenter copied Buffed. Who knows? We'll never know. Sabrina Carpenter is known to be a thief from the punk scene. It's a well-known fact in the scene. Anyways, Gonna play some Canadian stuff up next, but I don't really know what to talk about today. I don't have much energy left with just been studying for exams to avoid failing. Not even going for a good mark, just avoid failing is the goal. So yeah, I don't have the energy to know what to talk about today. So I apologize. It's just gonna be, today's gonna be an episode where I play a lot of music, and then once in a while I'm gonna tell you the name of the band, maybe tell you a story, tell you what I'm up to, which is mostly pretending to study and not actually accomplishing anything. But yeah, sorry if this is a no talking episode, but it will be, there's going to be a lot of energy in this episode, not coming from me, because I'm going to be playing very, very fast, just fast hardcore to fire myself up, fire you up, fire the world up. That's what I aim to do with this episode. So up next, going to play a little Montreal punk band called General Chaos, and it's new. It came out, I think, April 3rd, this album. I don't know. I'll have to look that up. I forget now. But yeah, Montreal band. They describe themselves as teenagers making punk music, so that's always good. And this is their song, Busted. Here you go. was another Montreal hardcore band called Hood Rats with their song Cheap Rent. And I was just in Montreal last weekend, I think. Yeah, last weekend. And I'm just still so jealous of their punk scene, because I swear everywhere you go in Montreal, there's flyers for punk shows just all over the city, like every weekend, every Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And I'm just really jealous, because Kingston has punk shows, but it's always bands coming from other places, and it's always through KPP. There's just no other choice. It's always the Broom Factory, I guess sometimes like the Toucan and stuff, but the regularity that Montreal has punk shows, they're really, really cheap too, is just, I wish we had something like that in Kingston. We need to start an all-ages punk club in Kingston that's cheaper, that's not just touring bands like Cancer Bats. I love Cancer Bats, but I want more local punk bands playing. Anyways, that's enough of me biting the hand that feeds, sort of. I'm going to play some more new stuff. This one isn't from Canada, but it's new stuff. It's new stuff, and that's what everyone loves. It's a band called Witch Piss, and this is their song called The Chain. Just came out April 3rd, so here you go. Check it out.
Revelation Radio. Explore the sound shaping subculture. Tune in to 101.9 CFRC Wednesdays from 11 to noon to uncover revelations mixed into music from across the alternative scene, underground, and across the globe. Revelation Radio, Wednesdays at 11.
All right, now it's time for some Hamilton. This is the Hamilton focus segment of my show, where I try and make it seem as though Hamilton is better than it is, because I'm from Hamilton, and yeah, everyone from Hamilton likes to pretend that it's a lot better than it is. So up first, gonna play Hamilton, sort of like punk heroes in the Hamilton scene, at least. I don't know what the consensus is around this band, around the GTA, but this is the Vapids. They're a 90s punk band from technically Burlington, but they're well-known in Hamilton and associated with Hamilton. So I'm going to play their song called Beach Boulevard and Fourth, and then I'm going to play a band. I don't think they're from Hamilton exactly. I can't remember where they're from, but they're playing in Hamilton April 25th, and I'm hoping to go see them. They're playing at a place called the Bright Room in Hamilton, which is above this old theater, and it's a really cool venue. I've only tried to go in there once, and I got denied, so hopefully this time I can make it into the venue, because I'd like to see what it's actually like. But yeah, they're playing April 25th, so I'm going to play those bands. Oh, I don't know if I said the name even. The band is called Tire Fire, and the song that I'm going to play is called My Turn. But first, I'm going to play The Vapids with Beach Boulevard and Fourth, and then Tire Fire with My Turn, and then I'm going to get crazy and just play whatever I want for about, it's probably going to be about a half hour after that. I'm probably going to come and talk a few times, but like I said, I've got no energy left to talk. I don't know what to talk about. All I could talk about is my exams, but even then, I don't know what I'd talk about because I've not been studying well. I don't know what the courses are about. So here you go with The Vapids with Beach Boulevard and Fourth. That is what I'm talking about. That kind of music, that kind of punk is what I'm talking about when I say that we need more just punk bands and less, not less hardcore bands, but we need more just straight up punk bands, not even skate punk, just that style where the singer can't sing, but he's not like doing death growls or just like doing insane screams. Like I love the insane screams. I love the death growls. I love the quickness, the ferocity of hardcore. But sometimes I want a classic, not classic punk band, but just a punk band as opposed to a hardcore punk band. You know what I'm saying? Anyways, I just wanted to interject that because it's a thought that came into my head. And now here you go with Tire Fire, my turn.
Canadian Human Trafficking Hotline is now live to help victims and survivors get vital social and emergency services. If you need help or want to help stop human trafficking, call 1-833-900-1010.
Forever this way.
That was a British band, as you can probably tell from their Britishness. They're called The Cross Club, La Crosse Club, and that was their song John Francis by My House. Who is John Francis? Should I know who this is? I'm going to search this up right now. We're going to learn together. I hope no one else knows who John Francis is. Okay, American environmentalist, American filmmaker and actor, or Irish singer and multi-instrumentalist. That's who I'm thinking it is, probably, just because Ireland is closest to where this band is from. So I guess they want an Irish singer to buy his house, or an American environmentalist. I don't really know. I don't know what this band is about, but I hope John Francis buys his house soon. Anyways, up next, gonna play some Finnish hardcore, Finnish punk for you, which Finland has a crazy punk scene, which I really need to explore more, because every time I've listened to a Finnish punk band, I've liked what I've heard, and I just don't look into their scene very much, but they have a lot of good stuff coming out of there. They always have, and this is a band called Tikkeri, or wait, I can't read. T, that is a T, I think. Oh, T-I-I-K-E-R-I, and this is their song. This is going to be a tricky one. I don't even know if I'm going to try and pronounce it. Perempe kun tunan. Sure, I'll call it that. Anyways, go check out the album. The album is called Punk on Tarkia EP with T-A with the two little dots, like Husker Du, R-K-E, and then A-A, both of those with the two little dots, like Husker Du. So go check them out. They're called Tikkeri with two eyes, and yeah, they're cool. I'm sorry that this is getting very confusing now because I can't pronounce a single word here, but you're going to hear them. You're going to see that they're really cool. You're going to hear that they're really cool. So here you go, Tikkeri.
Sitä liikakin mä murehdin. Ja pyörittelen ristiriitaisia tunteita paljon enemmän kuin ehdin. Uutisia kun tuntemuksia vai vahvistaa, maailma todellakin sekaisin. Sitä hämmennyksestä tämän biisin tekaisin. Mitä hätäpäivä mulla ei oo, sitä itselleni toistella saan. Vähän liikaakin, mut se auttaa mua jaksamaan. Ja ehkä huominen on vähän parempi kuin tänään. Kukin hyvä sanomaan, kun tätä maailmaa muuttamaan. Mut se on uskoa, enkä koskaan tulla lannistumaan. Mitä hätäpäivä mulla ei oo, sitä itse meni toistella saa. Vähän liikaakin, mut se auttaa mua jaksamaan. Ja ehkä huominen on vähän parempi kuin tänään. Tai ehkä opin tätä maailmaa ees ymmärtämään.
Softball tryouts.
Ah!
up next, not a punk band, but one of the greatest bands of all time, one of my favorite bands, Black Sabbath. Everyone knows them. Everyone loves them, I hope. I'm assuming everyone who listens to this show knows and loves Black Sabbath, because everyone in the punk scene or metal scene or any alternative music scene really has owes something to Black Sabbath. So here you go with the opening track off of Black Sabbath Volume 4, Wheels of Confusion / The Straightener. We'll be right back. That was Propagandy with their song Technocracy. Technocracy? Technocracy is how I would say it. That's off their Live from Occupied Territory, an official bootleg. And that's actually a song I had not heard before because I haven't listened to this live album ever. I might have listened to a few songs from it, but haven't heard the full thing. So we all got to listen to that for the first time together. It's kind of a beautiful thing, isn't it, when you think about it? Anyways, up next, I think I have two songs left. Time for two songs. Gonna play an East Bay band called East Bay Mud with their song Win or Lose. This is off the compilation album The Thing That Ate Floyd, which is an amazing East Bay punk comp. If you can check it out, well, you can check it out. If you're listening to this, you can check it out, I'm assuming. But if you can check it out, check it out. Because it's got some great bands on there, like Cringer, Isocracy, which is John Kiffmeyer's band, the original drummer from Green Day, and just lots of great bands on that. Check it out. You're going to hear it now. The song is called Win or Lose, like I said. And then up next, after that, I'm going to play Youth of Today, one of the greatest like 80s hardcore bands, and I'm going to play their song Free at Last. So here you go with those two songs right now.
This is Cleo, and I hope you folks will join me Tuesdays at 5 for my new show, All Tunes. From punk rock to folk, we got it all. Tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM. See you Tuesday.
only got time for one more pretty short song, or not short relative to other songs, pretty long song for punk bands anyways. But thanks for tuning in tonight. I'll be back next Monday, so tune in next Monday again, because I'm going to be playing more great, great stuff. And I'm going to finish off with a band from Hamilton, again, called Public Health. They're a cool noise rock band. I went to school with at least one of them. I think the bass player, I did go to school with the bass player. And yeah, they're very cool. I hope to see them sometime this summer. So without further ado, here you go with Public Health, FEB. Enjoy and have a great rest of your week. See you next Monday. Thanks.
Are you between 14 and 30 years old and interested in organizing a French language activity for youth in your community? The VIF program can make it happen. You could receive $850 to create your activity, and your partnering organization could get $150 to support it. Bring your idea to life. Visit programvif.ca and apply today.